man, Chuck Todd, joins us from Meet the Press. Chuck is in at Chuck Todd all over social media. Chuck, is there a Meet the Press lottery pool?
There wasn't. It was one of those. We actually talked about it yesterday. I think we were too busy to go do it. So there you go. Nobody won.
Do you expect that, or I should say, is it expected of you, as it is on this show, that you buy the tickets? I got to buy the tickets for everybody on this show. And by the way, everybody on this show is making pretty good money. But right. I'm expected to buy the tickets. Do you have to buy the tickets for everybody on your show?
I would think so. Yeah, I think it would have been better. But, you know, I didn't win.
Here's the deal. I'm in, you know, I said $2 for everybody. That's how great it is to work for me. $2 for everybody. You all get a ticket and buy an extra one for Chuck. I'm picking up a ticket for Chuck.
Oh, there you go.
That's what friends are for. At Chuck Todd on social media, Meet the Press on Sunday. Are you talking to Trump this weekend?
I am. Going out to Iowa on Saturday. I'm doing face to face. So he's back on.
You sound thrilled.
Oh, I know. I say this. It is. I do enjoy the back and forth with him. You know, you never know where it's going to go.
He refuses to come on this show because, and we've had fine interviews in the past, but I thoroughly enjoy your sit downs with him because you don't let him skate on things like so many other people do.
Well, you're kind of say that. He is. Look, he's a very. It's an interesting interview, and you know he's determined to stick to what he wants to say. That's for sure.
He's the kind of guy. He would have left the Ford Theater and he would have said, "I'm hearing things about John Wilkes Booth. I'm not saying it. Other people are saying it. I heard a gunshot. I think it may have been Booth, but it's not me. It's other people."
I tell you, the Cruz thing, that was very LBJ of him. I don't know if it's a problem, but I could be a problem. And it was. You know, look, this is where he's masterful on the media front, because he knew that it wasn't going to be a big deal, but he threw Cruz off just for a day.
Yep.
Threw him off for about a day, day and a half. And now, you know, John McCain's being asked about it, I saw. And I think Rand Paul said something about, you know, all of a sudden, and now Cruz is on his second day of having to deal with this. And that's the effectiveness of what Trump does sometimes when he throws these little... they're almost more like IUDs, not really grenades, you know.
They're
just little firecrackers, little explosions, and it throws the opponent off. Some are better at handling it than others.
McCain's statement was quite amusing to me because I feel like it's pretty clear to anybody who's ever, you know, had a conversation with McCain or certainly paid any attention. He really, really dislikes Ted Cruz. This is the only reason he's weighing in on this, is because he really dislikes Ted Cruz.
100%. I mean, because he actually is in a similar boat as Ted Cruz. He wasn't born he wasn't born in the United States proper. You know, he was born on a base, a military base, to American citizens.
Right.
So there had been some question. And I remember if memory serves, I think Claire McCaskill, sponsored a resolution in the Senate to say that, you know, the Senate believes he is natural born citizen or something at the time. It was a little, at the time it was a way to try to, undermine the whole further stuff when it came to then candidate Obama. But, you're absolutely right. This is about McCain. McCain weighed in simply because he can't stand him. Can't stand Cruz. I think he would prefer Trump over Cruz.
Is it an overstatement to say the majority of the Senate, and not just because of the Mitch McConnell moment, doesn't like Ted Cruz, and if they had to share a cab with him, would probably wait and, you know, fire up the Uber?
No, it's absolutely true, which every time it's brought up, you know, and I'll have folks say to me, oh, there's no way Cruz is going to be a nominee because everybody in the Senate hates him. And I'm thinking, and the more that's said, the more popular Ted Cruz
that's
is.
Great point. Great point.
With the party. I mean, it is a badge of honor for him with the base every time someone says Ted Cruz is the most unpopular guy in Washington.
Have you had an opportunity?
Exactly what they want to hear.
Have you had an opportunity over the past 2 years, 2.5 years, however long he's been, you know, the fly in the ointment, to ask him why a government that does nothing is better than a government that does something? Because his basic premise is shut it down.
Well, he would take issue with that. He would say that isn't what he's for. He would say, no, he's for a limited government, and he's just fighting for those. And he just says Republicans don't negotiate very well. That would be how he would defend himself on this. He would take issue with the preface of your question on that front. But that's what I think makes, you know, it's interesting. A month ago, you talked to folks in the Clinton campaign. They'd say, oh, we'd love to run against Ted Cruz. The more they watch him as a candidate, they realize this is a very, very good candidate. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
He sticks to his message. He is disciplined. Look at how, he's very adroit at preventing himself from getting drawn into too many spats with Trump. You know, this is really the first time that he's been distracted by a Trump thing. So this is, you know, he is, Pat Buchanan has a term that he uses, political athlete. You know, Ted Cruz is a good political athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Every time I hear Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio, for that matter, talk about how we need a commander-in-chief on day one who has the experience to make the right calls, what are you talking about? Experience? You're the kid at the 7-Eleven. Yeah, you just got there.
Well, and that's, you know, I think, you know, it's funny, though. I don't know if experience is going to matter that much, at least in the primary. And certainly if it's him versus Hillary, I don't think he wants to be talking up experience.
Right.
But at the same time, he's got to bring that up because, you know, one of the knocks that Republicans have made on Barack Obama was, hey, do you have enough experience going in? And frankly, you know, Cruz, you could argue, has less experience than Obama.
Look forward to seeing you in Iowa in a couple of weeks and grabbing you for a few minutes to sit in with the band. But in the meantime,
you're coming, huh?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Out.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Good.
Who doesn't want to be in Iowa?
Answer too.
Yeah, well, I think we may be there as well. That's the plan. But there's nothing like Iowa and New Hampshire in February. Oh,
the ice slicks, the leaving your car in the ditch. I can't wait. Driving 80 miles an hour between events and wondering, what am I doing? I'm going to hit an ice, I'm going to hit an ice patch and hit the side of the road. Yeah, I look forward to it every 4 years.
It's a great time. And again, Donald Trump, I assume the A block on Sunday morning?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, probably. I think we go A.
Yeah, I know. I think this is one of those occasions where the EP and I aren't going to have a disagreement about what to leave this.
You know what? Make them a little crazy. All right, Chuck. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, Steve. Talk soon.
Chuck Todd at Chuck Todd on social media. Meet the Press Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. on NBC5. And we're back with criminal Lourdes Duarte next on 720 WGN.